الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I'm unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just somewhere taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be on having good mental health, basically from Islamic perspective. Who are we supposed to depend on to help us when we're going through something in our life? Now, when you talk about mental disorder, mental health, we're talking about it's characterized by a clinically significant disturbance in an individual cognitive, the way they think, their emotional regulation, or their behavior. Everything, it becomes abnormal. What they normally do, they're just not doing it. And so you see this change in their thoughts, this change in their emotion, the change in their behavior. They're unable to regulate it the way the society recognizes them to regulate it. So let me move on. And we're also talking about there's a range of condition that affects mood, our thinking, and our behavior. Let me just name a few of them so we can sort of be on the same page. And some of you probably heard some of these before, and some have not heard these things before. But I'm going to move on. You can always look this up later on, study on your own, or ask various other teachers that may have knowledge in this area when you're talking about having good mental health, or what is mental health and mental behavior, or mood disorder. So you can talk to someone else about what I'm talking about here. First, we're talking about clinical depression. That is a mental health disorder characterized by a persistently depressed mood or loss of interest in activities, causing significant impairment in daily life. And I talked about this before. You can listen to some of my previous episodes or classes when talking about a disruption in the person's interest and causing them significant impairment in their daily life. Or you can read that, you can listen to the episode where I talk about a little bit more. But let's move on with this particular one. When we're talking about mental health or mental health disturbances or just disturbance in a person's behavior. Also, you're talking about, for example, anxiety disorder, which is basically a mental health disorder characterized by feelings of worry, anxiety, or fear that are strong enough to interfere with one's daily activities. So these are just some. You have that anxiety disorder, so I'm defining it as I defined the earlier one, which was clinical depression. All these are various forms of mood changing, mood altering, or behavior changing, behavior altering. The same way with thinking, changing in the way a person thinks. So I want you to be able to recognize this. I'm not saying you all going to be social science or psychology, anything like that, a social worker, but you have a basic understanding about what I'm talking about. We're talking about clinical depression, and you're talking about anxiety. And I'm gonna get to it soon about how Islam looks at some of these things and where we should seek the help. And so we also have what is called bipolar disorder. Bi basically means more than one or two. It is a disorder associated with episodes of mood swings ranging from depressive lows to manic highs. And you may see this in some people who are what we call bipolar. They're going to be really, really, they're going to have these mood swings. They can be very, very, very depressed, very, very low, a lack of energy. And then it's going to be this manic high about them, always acting, always doing something, always want to do more. And so, and then they kind of crash, if you will. Those are my words, in terms of their them being up and their behavior being at a certain level, or down to a certain level, and all of a sudden they go up. We're also talking about, you're talking about that person, you're talking about, of course, the mood swings. Then you have dementia. And so this is, you probably heard this before, D-E-M-E-N-T-I-A, and that is a group of thinking and social symptoms that interferes with daily functioning. And so I won't go into any details about any of these that I'm talking about. I'm just going to use just a brief overview of each of them. We're also talking about here, we're talking about ADHD, which is, we're talking about attention deficit hyperactive disorder. So you say, Imam, doctor, I mean, what is that? It's a chronic condition including attention difficulty, hyperactive, and impulsiveness. So let me move on, my beautiful students, to the next one, schizophrenia, which you probably heard this before. It is basically a disorder that affects a person's ability to think, feel, and behave clearly. And so they're not normal. They do things that are abnormal, out of their character. And so it affects the person's ability to think and feel and behave clearly. And we know the difference between the person thinking and feel and behaving clearly to them, until they, all of a sudden, they're not thinking clearly and not behaving in a manner that you recognize as being a clear manner. And I'm almost done, my students. I'm not going to name all the behavior problems. I'm just going to name a few because that's basically our topic for today. And you're talking about excessive compulsive disorder, which is excessive thoughts, meaning obsessions, that lead to repetitive behaviors or compulsion, doing something over and over and over and over and over again. Again, you can always look these terminology up for yourself and get more in-depth information about it. And so you have something that I talked about before, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. That's PTSD, which is a disorder in which a person has difficulty recovering after experiencing or witnessing a terrifying event. Could be a soldier, could be a police officer that shot someone, shot a child, for example, by mistake, or a person was raped. I mean, a lot of things can happen to a person for them to experience PTSD and repeat. I talked about this before in a previous class. and repeat this over and over and over again. Remember over and over again, they can't hardly sleep, they can't hardly eat, they can't get dressed. And so you can have a smell that reminds me of that trauma that they're experiencing. Or you can hear if the person heard a gunfire, someone was killed with the gun, or a car backfire, then they may respond to it. Or a soldier in battle may hear bombs and shooting, or his friend dying kind of thing. And so these are all maybe traumatic to the individual. As I said, witnessing a terrifying event. And so that can bring afterwards trauma, distress, disorder to the individual. So let me move on, my beautiful students, to what the prophet, may peace be upon him, said and regarding who do we seek help. We're going through this right now. We're going through a thing right now when you're talking about the mental health disorders. And the way we get good mental health disorder is that we ask Allah for the help. This is what we do. We're going to, of course, seek help from mankind, some different people, psychotherapists, that kind of thing. Sure, you can do that. But you ask Allah to guide you towards a good psychotherapist that's going to give you the help that you need. Or ask Allah to relieve you of what you're going through, because the burden is just too much for you. One day, Ibn Abbas, he reported that one day I was riding behind the prophet when he said, "Oh lad," or some say, "Oh young men, be mindful of Allah and he will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you shall find him with you. When you ask for something or anything, ask it from Allah. And if you seek help from Allah." And so I want you all to remember this. When you ask of Allah. When you seek help from Allah. And so I want you all to remember this when you're feeling down, when you're feeling out of it. It's like I'm not feeling like myself, or I'm feeling outside of myself. And then you go and you ask Allah for the help that you need, and seek from Allah the help that you need. He made you, he understands you, and he can give you the immediate help that you need or want. It's like the woman who was sick. She was in mental health, but it kind of applies to what we're talking about. And she used to have seizures. And so whenever she has a seizure, then her dress will fly up sort of above her head, exposing her lower part of her body, what's underneath her dress. And so she went to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and mentioned this to him. And he said, you know, basically, you know, if you want me to pray to Allah to help you, then I will pray to Allah to help you. But if you want to just deal with it until you meet Allah on the day of judgment, then I can ask Allah to help you deal with what you're going through. And so the lady says, she said, no, the help that I need from Allah, and these are my words, the help I need from Allah is that when I have these seizures, that my dress does not expose me or end up over my head. And so he made dua for the lady, or supplicated for the lady. And then when she had her seizures after that, then her dress didn't fly up, exposing her lower part of her body. But this is what she wanted. And so she, again, sought help from Allah through the Prophet, may peace be upon him, help from Allah to help her, to relieve her of what she was going through. It wasn't a mental health thing, but it was a problem that she could not control, which was having these seizures and having the dress fly up over her head. And so in another situation, it was narrated by Abdullah, son of Abbas, reported that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he said, "Oh Allah, help me and do not help against me." support me and do not support anyone against me. Make guidance easy for me. So this was said. He reported that the messenger of Allah may peace and blessing and granted from peace to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And this is one of the dua and supplication that he would say. And so I advise you all to make the same supplication as the Prophet used to say. And you can listen to this episode again, and maybe you can practice this supplication. And maybe when you feel like something, you're going through something, whatever it may be, then you make the supplication. You say, "Oh Allah, help me and do not help against me. Support me and do not support anyone against me. Make guidance easy for me." So it's a supplication that any of us can make, of course, including myself, can make to Allah that give us the help that we and guidance that we need. And it's also worth to mention that some of the helpers of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and then he asked him and said to the Ansar, and he gave him this, or he said to him, "To whatever I have of good, I would never keep it from you. But whoever wants to refrain from asking Allah, the mighty sublime, will help him to do so. And whoever wants to be patient, Allah will help him to be patient. None is ever given anything better or more far-reaching than patience." So you're going to be patient with what you're going through, and ask Allah to help you to be patient with what you're going through. Ask Allah to help you to deal with what you're going through, relieve you of what you're going through, or some aspect of what you're going through, like the lady did, or pray to Allah, let me be patient with this particular thing. And so my students, please ask of Allah. If you're going through something right now, you know someone's going through something, some mental health crises, then you ask Allah for the help, and Allah give you good mental health. Or you have a family member going through something, some of the things I mentioned earlier, and I gave some definitions of poor mental health, ask Allah to help you with this, or to help your family member or someone you know with what they're going through, and perhaps Allah will help them with what they are going through. But we have to rely on Allah, and we not rely on others to help us through. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.